All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We have a little more than a half hour, less than a half hour actually, to go before we get to Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Texans coming up here. We got a little Chris versus the fans to have some fun. If you'd like to play some trivia, perhaps get yourself a trip to Las Vegas when it's all said and done, 833-288-0973. Jackson Merrill did come up short in the NL Rookie of the Year balloting. Paul Skeens got 23 of the 30 first-place votes. Jackson Merrill was voted Rookie of the Year by both San Diego writers, one from L.A., one writer from San Francisco, one from Chicago, Cincinnati, and the only real East Coast vote Jackson got was from a writer in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, everybody went with the flash of Skeens, whose 1.96 ERA was the lowest for any rookie with at least 20 starts in the live ball baseball era, which dates back over 100 years. And that's what people went for. As we've been saying throughout the show, really feel like Jackson Merrill should have won it.
Yeah.
But not because Paul Skeens wasn't great. He was. But I thought Jackson Merrill was better and more deserving. But that's neither here nor there, as it turns out now. The Padres remain with two Rookie of the Year award winners in history, Benito Santiago being the last in 1987. Luis Gil of the Yankees was the American League Rookie of the Year. Gil, spelled G-I-L, but pronounced Gil, becomes the 10th Yankee to win Rookie of the Year, which is an American League record. But get this. The Dodgers have the most overall Rookie of the Year award winners?
Yes.
18.
They had three straight one year.
I believe they had four. Four straight. Actually, at one time, yeah.
Mondesi.
Incredible run.
Yeah, they had a bunch.
The Dodgers' rookie crop over the years. Pretty good. Tonight the Aztecs will take on a revenge-minded Gonzaga. Last year, the Aztecs went up to Spokane and knocked off the Zags. This time around, Gonzaga looks to get even. And the latest college basketball rankings today bring Gonzaga into town as the number three ranked team in America. The Ahas Arena, 7 o'clock tonight, to see if the Aztecs can pull off a huge upset.
Do we know what TV channel that is?
We do. CBS Network.
CBS Sports Network.
Yes.
Get that one. Scraby, you don't get that one,
no.
Huh?
No.
Well,
hang
with them.
It's just ridiculous.
It's unfortunate.
How do I get every single sports channel except for the two that I need, MLB Network and CBS Sports Network? It's ridiculous.
I think you can only answer that question.
Not that you have anybody to go home to. Stay here in the studio. We get it here.
I have Lucky to go home to.
Well,
he's waiting for me.
Go pick Lucky up. Bring him back to the studio. Have a little camp out here. Watch the game in the studio.
I think Lucky will be all right with you for it. You can watch the first half at least.
Mm-hmm.
Then head on over. Let some of that traffic die down.
You know, 7 o'clock.
You know what's funny is that they keep putting up Paul Skeens stats, but they're always like minimum this many things, and it's always right around so that it qualifies him
right.
In there.
Yeah.
Like minimum 130 innings pitched.
Yeah,
he had 133.
He had 30 and two thirds or
Let
something.
It go,
minimum 20 games
hey.
Pitched. He had 22.
All right.
Let it go.
We've lost. Scraby, we've lost.
Let it go, my boy.
And as somebody smartly wrote in the chat, probably the least unhappy person about this result is Jackson Merrill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wants to win a World Series.
Yes, he does. And he's a lot closer to one than Paul Skeens is.
That's a great
for
point.
Sure.
I'm feeling better, Chris.
There you go. NFL Week 11 wraps, as we said tonight, with Texans and Cowboys. There was a couple of little NFL notes. The Giants, New York Giants today, demoted Daniel Jones, not only to backup, all the way to quarterback three.
He fell two spots.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, he's going to be the highest paid quarterback three in NFL history.
It's hard not to go back to Hard Knocks from this offseason where the owner walked in and was like, you know, I'm not going to feel good about this if he ends up with like the Eagles or something.
Saquon.
just go back to just real one more quick thing. They decided to pay Daniel Dimes Jones
instead of
Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Saquads.
Well done. Tommy DeVito, welcome back.
He's back.
You are the new quarterback of the New York football Giants.
You think he's charging the same prices for his appearances like he was last year?
That's right. Tommy didn't want to go to no pizza joint last year.
Do you remember
Didn't he end up going, though?
He ended up going.
He did the right thing.
He blamed it on his agent.
He did the right thing in the end.
For trying to get too much money out of the local establishment.
He did. I remember this whole thing now. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
Do you think he still lives at home, even though he's like not a rookie anymore?
Save some loot, man.
I don't think Tommy DeVito's making any more than the minimum, whatever it might be.
He was catching flack for staying at his parents' house. Did we do like a big five of that?
He's a starting quarterback in the NFL with like a real salary.
Hanging with his mom.
I'm not going to judge someone for that.
Chris? No, why, nor should you.
No, I would never. I would never.
All right, let's play a little Chris versus the fans while Tony is trying to keep from choking over there.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let me get you the prize, then we'll get you the rules, then we'll get you the game.
Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Brian Kenny is talking now on MLB Network. I'm sure he's explaining how Jackson Merrill should have won.
Probably not.
No, he's probably talking about Paul Skeens' spin rate.
His F-war.
Jackson had a better F-war than Skeens. So Kenny can't talk about that.
He's talking about regular war.
Yeah, I know.
He's talking about something that doesn't make any
sense.
By the way, a much closer race in the American League.
Yeah, Hill had 15 first-place votes. Colton Cowser, with 13, was right behind him.
Thank you, Colton.
In the balloting.
For winning me my second fantasy baseball championship.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
All right. You will be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize at Two-Night Stay.
You know who was defending Jackson?
Buck Showalter.
Mr. Buck Showalter. He was one of the guys saying before this race ended that an everyday player should have the advantage.
There you go.
I always said that Buck Showalter had, you know, was very smart.
Always a legit character guy.
I always knew I liked that guy. Yeah. You'll be qualified for the grand prize. A two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas, two tickets to Soul of Motown, and $150 food and beverage credit. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. The award-winning Soul of Motown is a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. Tickets at WestgateResorts.com. Now the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get the first question for free today. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. There we go. Oof.
You want to give me my first contestant on
Chris,
this Monday?
Chris, give me 1 through 6. Just give me a number.
There's the die.
Two.
Two Dose. Is... Oh, it's Dexter.
Ah, wait, I'm going to roll again.
What up, Dexter? Welcome
back. Hi, Dexter.
Konnichiwa. Genki desu ka? Genki desu.
I think he was angry at Paul Skeens.
You have that one caller who speaks Spanish to you guys. I figure I'd speak my native language.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Dexter.
Very good. All right, Dexter.
But before we proceed, two things. Number one, East Coast bias all the way.
For sure.
Number two, your traffic reporters, they know nothing because the eastbound 52 does not connect to the east and westbound Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dexter, before you get on the traffic people on the station, Vicky Pepper she's filling in for Kelly Danick. So we will pass that along to her, though, because we don't want to give wrong traffic reports.
Here we go, Dexter.
Adam, you're listening. Yeah. First, pass it along.
First question.
Tony's like, can we move along?
Which two Yankees are up for AL MVP?
Oh, which two Yankees?
C.
You mean, Here Come the Judge and Soto?
You didn't have anything clever
that
for Soto?
Is Winner? Correct. On to question number two.
I just deleted all the questions on accident.
No, you didn't.
Oh, there it's back.
That means I win! Yay!
Dexter's got some energy today. I love it.
Dexter's.
Which NL West player won NL Rookie of the Year last year? Last season.
Oh, last year.
Last season, yes.
Last year. It was,
Gonna need an answer, sir.
Okay, my answer is going to be no
answer. No answer, he said, which is
the
a good
old
thing.
No answer. Unfortunately, Carroll, I believe.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
We just talked about it a little while ago. Sorry, Dexter, but thanks for the energy, man.
Yeah, all right.
Good
thank
energy,
you,
Dex.
You're on it
thank
today.
You, sir.
Next.
All right, let's
contestant.
Go to another longtime player, John Temecula. Hey,
John and Temecula, welcome to the show.
Johnny boy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing
good.
Well, my friend. Here we go.
I am doing great. So as soon as Paulie gets back to me, I should be coming down to the Odyssey Palace next week with the second annual thank you package for all of you guys on all the shows. Although they won't let me in the palace. Maybe one day I have to, you know, wait outside because I'm
riprap. They should let you in the palace. It took me a couple of years to get in myself, John.
All right, John, we appreciate the love, man.
Yes,
here we go.
Of
first
course.
Question. What MLB player, what MLB former player is the Rookie of the Year award named after?
How about Roberto Clemente?
Roberto Clemente.
Interesting. Interesting notion. I think we already talked about this today, too, did
I
we
think
not?
We did.
Jackie Robinson.
That sorry, John.
Jack Roosevelt Robinson, unfortunately. Sorry, John, but thank you for the kind words. And
hopefully we
look forward to that package.
If you're here when we're here, John, you know, give us a shout. We'll try to get you squeezed in for a minute to the building.
Maybe you can get me in. And there are some things in the package that are labeled for, specifically for Tony and for Scraby, and one's a challenge, Scraby.
Oh.
You got to take it.
Because John makes, like, salsas and stuff.
Oh, no.
Like,
okay.
Oh,
I can only
we might
imagine.
Have to have that one live.
Yes.
John, you don't know what you just did.
We'll let John be in here to administer it to you live.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk, John.
Thank John, you, we'll take it out.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great one.
You
thanks.
Too.
All
right.
Let's get our next contestant rolling.
How can I delete that last little bit? My mouth is
the
already heat watering.
The is coming.
Yes. Let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to EC Money.
Easy Money. Welcome back, brother.
Hey, let's go, guys. I love the energy and the segment. You guys have a great show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
here
you.
We go. First question. How many rings are in the Olympic symbol?
One, two, three, four, five.
Nice. Count it out.
I like easy.
Question number two. What AFC running back this year has the longest run from scrimmage?
And I know you're a fantasy football guy.
This is, you caught me cold. I'm
going to
say no answer and give it to Chris.
All right. He's going to play strategy here.
No answer.
I've seen the strategy before. Give it to me again, Scraby, just so I'm clear.
What AFC running back this year has the longest run from scrimmage?
Well, I remember Derrick Henry going about 88, so I'm going to go with that.
Derrick Henry for 88.
It was 87, so we move
on.
Get
out of here. Sorry,
Easy Money. We'll talk soon.
You gave Easy Money too much hope there when you get the wrong button.
So
All right, Scrave, it's 4:15 here,
just
buddy.
Just for no reason.
I mean, you shouldn't have given the yardage.
Oh, stop it.
4:15, buddy. What do you want to do here?
We're going to have to keep going. Let's go to Michael and Lemon Grove.
Michael and Lemon Grove. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Michael, good
What's
luck,
up,
sir.
Guys?
What's going on? Here we go. First,
I want to know, is a John 10 going to be worse than a tie 10?
You know,
I think John 10 has the potential.
It's got to be worse than the tie 10 I found.
To be hotter than that tie 10.
I love how I do the challenge and then the guys won't give me credit for doing
the challenge. It was a fake tie 10.
Oh, okay. Now it's fake.
It was fake. Here we go. First question. Ah, this is a tricky first one. What sport holds the America's Cup?
Which sport?
Horse racing.
Horse racing. Ello for the steal.
Uh-oh. Yachting?
Yachting!
I don't know, honestly.
I'm going to say no.
I'm
going to say no. The answer...
go ahead.
...is sailing.
Oh.
You know, yachts don't... I don't know that too many yachts got sails on them.
Fair enough.
Yachts...
That's fine.
Let's just move
on. We're going
on
to question number two.
Yes, here I go. That's me, actually.
My God,
sales
on
my God.
What team did the Dodgers trade Alex Verdugo to before the 2020 season?
The Astros?
Astros. They traded him to the Cheaters. Not correct.
Bo Sox?
Bo Sox. That is
Sorry,
correct.
Michael.
Sorry, Michael.
All right. We're going to have to give out two prizes tomorrow.
We're
just too
time.
Late. We're just too late.
Oh, yeah. We got Monday Night Football coming up.
We've got to get to break. We will do
Why do you
got to
be so good at this game, Chris?
Yes, Chris.
I'm not.
Demolishing the
I
contestants.
Didn't even know yachting. No
Well, we're getting some pushback. I think we may have accepted yachting.
Yachting?
Yeah. Well, we're going to look in the break.
Yeah, we're
gonna
definitely going to look in the break.
Okay. All right.
Well. For those Dallas Cowboy fans that were complaining about the sun.
Got something else you can complain about now.
Gravy, what you got?
Apparently, AT&T Stadium getting ready for Monday Night Football, they were opening the roof and a piece of sheet metal fell off the roof. And now they're closing the roof.
So they're going to close it now.
So no sheet metal falls off the top of the roof.
Apparently, our show will continue for another hour and a half because Monday Night Football's on hold.
That's not true.
Don't play like that.
I thought I'd get you.
Don't play like that.
Oh, you did not get me.
I thought I had you.
Nope, not me.
No, they're still going to go on with the game tonight because nobody was injured. Good. On this. Can you imagine walking around down on the field and some piece of sheet metal falls from the roof, lands about 10 yards away? Yes. Well, you know, nobody got hurt, so on we go.
We can joke about it because no one got hurt. But
that's
that sheet metal, that's taking someone out if it did land in that fire.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
Ryan Clark said, the bottom done already fell out in Dallas.
And now
the top might as well, too.
Not bad. The Cowboys said in a statement, we can confirm that a piece of metal came loose and fell onto the field with some additional debris.
I mean, that could have been really bad.
Yeah, they're now closing the roof, so be careful while they close. Close it.
You never know.
It's a dangerous, could be a more interesting Monday night game than we expected. CeeDee Lamb at the 40, at the 30, whoop, has to dodge that piece of sheet metal at the 20. As long as nobody gets hurt.
All I know is that I could still see the sun coming in the stadium from the other end.
Gracious.
So.
It's a night game tonight, Scraby, right. so get past it.
They should be all
it's
right.
It's 6:25 in the evening there, or 7:20, 6:25. Should be fine.
Don't let AI dictate your fantasy lineup. Instead, get bite-sized fantasy football analysis in your ears. Listen to the Sleeper King podcast, giving you all the fantasy insight you'll need in just 20 minutes every day. Every league has a Sleeper King, and it should be you. Follow the Sleeper King on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right.
Perfect time.
We actually only have 30 seconds. I started it late, so.
Well, indeed. Back at it again tomorrow, full 4 hours. What we got? Oh, Coach Velasquez. Scheduled to join us.
Yes.
After the Aztecs beat Gonzaga.
Yes. Pull off the upset of number 4, Gonzaga.
Come on, boys.
Let's do it. You guys have a good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye.